Oh, let's go to Aprakshanabhuti, and we're on verse 73. Purushatva yathas danahu. Purushatva yathas danahu. Jalatvena marichika. Jalatvena marichika. Vinirnita vimudhena. Vinirnita vimudhena. Dehatvena tathatmata. Dehatvena tathatmata. Purushatve yatha stanuhu jalatvena marichika vinirnita vimudena dehatvena tatha atmata. Remember, this bottom line has been the same for the last 5 or 6 verses. So, purushatve, that tva affix with the A, it's locative, the tva makes the abstract. So, on the person, yatha, just as, all right, let me see. Purushatvena, it should be purushatvena.
Stopping.
Ah. Night,
that's what I was doing.
My stomach is just gurgling. Oh. Yeah, there's a typo in the book. Make it twena, that A, after the A, put a na. Purusha twena. And I'll change it on my thing. I just copied this down without really reading it. You know, for the handbell. So make it twena.
There's a na missing?
Yeah, twena, not tway. Okay? So purushat twena, yatha stanuhu. The twa, right, is the abstract. And remember the ana, that instrumental singular, purushat twena, is the ittam bhave, showing the characteristic. So here it says, yatha, just as stanuhu. Astanu is a post or the stump of a tree, you know, or a, like a pillar of wood, a post, stump of a tree. So just as a stump or a post, stanuhu is nominative singular, just as a post, purushatvena, as a purusha, the post gets purushatvam, gets the status of being a person. So stanuhu purushatvena. The stanu gets the purushatvam, the status of being a purusha, a person. So just as a post appears as a person, the verb is not here, so we have to add it. So just as a stanu, a post, gets personness, then jalatvena, marichika. Marichika, nominative singular feminine, means a mirage. Mirage on a desert. So just as a mirage gets water. Jala is water. Jalatvena. So if you're looking at the desert, there's a mirage there. The desert has become gained jalam. Jalam is water. So just as the marichika, jalatvena for the marichika, that desert gains water, the desert mirage.
So the jalatvena and the purushatvena, those are actually locative?
No, they're instrumental.
Oh, I thought you said that. Okay.
That's why I want you to add the na.
Right.
There's a typo here.
Right.
See where your thing says purushat. Why make it purushat twena?
Yeah.
Instrumental.
Right.
When I said locative before, I was just reading along. And then I realized
because
that's
the
way, but not the way. Yeah. So that's purushat twena yatastanuhu. So that just as the stump gains personness, and just as the marichika, the desert, which is has a mirage, gains water, okay, appears as being with water. Vinirnita, I'll translate this for some for Kristen who isn't here. Vinirnita means is determined, is ascertained. Vimudena, by a confused person, by the deluded person. Dehatvena, as being the body. Tata, similarly, atmata. The state of the self, the self. For atmata, you don't have to You spell in the meter there. You could just say atma, but atmata gives an extra syllable to fill the meter. So the atma, being the atma, just similarly, tata, being the atma, as the body, vinirnita, is ascertained, is determined to be the body, is taken to be the body, vimudena, by the deluded person. So just as a, in English we say, just as a stanu, just as a post is mistakenly taken as a purusha, as a person, just as the desert is mistakenly taken as having water, the desert mirage. Similarly, the atma is taken, is ascertained to be the as the body, deha's body, as being the body by the vimuda, by the deluded person, dehatma buddhi. Everybody see it? Mm-hmm. So it's just parallel construction here. So let's chant and we'll go into the next one. Purushatvena yathastanuhu, purushatvena yathastanuhu, jalatvena marichika, jalatvena marichika, vinirnita vimudhena, vinirnita vimudhena, dehatvena yathatmata, dehatvena tathatmata, grahatvena kashtani, grahatvena kashtani, kadgatvena lohata, kadgatvena lohata, vinirnita vimudhena, vinirnita vimudhena, dehatvena tathatmata, dehatvena tathatmata, grahatvena eva kashtani. Okay. Kadgatvena eva lohata. Vinirnita vimudhena dehatvena tata atmata. Same word. Griham, griha is a house. Grihatvena eva. Just as or like kashtani, we'll put it like this. Kashtani means wood. Kashta are like pieces of wood. Kashtani is, say you have a whole collection of wood, pieces of wood. So just as, we would say, just as wood or just as the logs, the wood, gets houseness, is taken to be a house, appears as a house. Grihatvena eva, like kashta, like wood, nominative plural, just like pieces of wood, gain houseness, are taken to be a house. Grihatvena eva, eva is like, kashtani. Eva is replacing yata. But sometimes you see yata as just as, sometimes we use eva as like, sometimes we use vat, the indeclinable vat, at the end of a word, which also means like. Okay? So these three words, vat as an affix, eva and yata, are used to point out the drishtanta, the example. So here, like wood is taken to be a house. Khadga means a sword. Khadga tvena eva, like a sword, like as being a sword. Eva is like again. Lohata, iron. So just as iron appears as a sword, just as wood appears as a house, similarly, the atma is perceived as taken to be the body by the vimuda. This is kind of a clay pot example. Right? The clay is taken to be the pot, the iron is taken to be the sword, wood is taken to be the house. When the reality is the wood, the iron, the atma. Okay? Everybody see it? Any? Kashtani, lohata, and atmata are all in the nominative. Kashtani, nominative plural, lohata, and atmata, nominative, feminine nominative singular. Right? And then the tvenas. Grihatvena, kadgatvena, dehatvena, all instrumental singulars. Vimudena, instrumental singular. Everybody see that? Eva, eva, indeclinable. Grihatvena, let's chant this one again. Grihatvena eva kashtani, Grahatvene vakashani kadgatvene valohata kadgatvene valohata vinirnita vimudhena vinirnita vimudhena dehatvena tatatnata dehatvena tatatnata yatha vrikshi viparyasaha yatha vriksha viparyasaha. Did I do that wrong? Yatha vriksha viparyasaha yatha vriksha viparyasaha jalad pavati kasya chit jalad pavati kasya chit tadvat atmani dehatvam tadvat atmani dehatvam pasyatya jnana yogataha pasyatya jnana yogataha. The second line now is changing, and if you look down, this second line is going to be the same for several verses. Right? So, yatha vriksha viparyasaha jalat bhavati, that the ta becomes da because of the ba, jalat bhavati pasyachit tadvat atmani dehatvam pasyati ajnana yogataha.
That sounded like a ticket lady.
You all did your cards, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yata, just as. So remember, yata, eva, and vat. So yata, just as. Vriksha. Vriksha means a tree. Viparyasaha. Viparyasa is an error or a mistake. So we're going to say the illusion or the appearance. Illusion of a vriksha, the viparyasa, the mistaken appearance. You could say the appearance, the illusion, the mistake. The vriksha viparyasaha, the appearance of a tree or the illusion of a tree. Jalat, bhavati, because of water, bhavati, I'll explain this in a minute. Jalat, bhavati. There is the vriksha viparyasaha, nominative singular, the illusion of a tree, bhavati is. Jalat, because of the water. Kasyachit, for someone. Remember, when we add the indeclinable affix, chit, channa, or api, to the form, a form of kim. Kim in the masculine, feminine, or neuter, this is for Sanskrit people. It becomes an indefinite article. So instead of for him or for her, it's for someone. So here you see that kasya, so kasya chit, that chit is indeclinable, but the kasya is declined. So kasya means for whom?
The genitive.
Yeah, kasya, that's sya, like ramasya, right? Kasya, kasya. But then you put the indeclinable chit, chana, or api on it, and it means instead of for whom or for her or for him, it's for someone, for some person. That's what we mean by an indefinite article or indefinite pronoun. So here, kasya chit, for someone. Because of water, there is the illusion of a tree. And what this is referring to is, say if you have a lake full of water, and there's trees all around the water. If you look into the water, you'll see the appearance of a tree there, the reflection of a tree. Right? So that's what this is referring to. It's not very clear in English, but it's a common illustration. Right? If you look into the water, you'll see the sun, you'll see trees, you'll see... If there's rocks along the edge of the water, the rocks, everything will be reflecting in the water. So from the water, there's due to the water, because of the water, there is the illusion or the appearance of a vriksha, of a tree. For somebody. Somebody who's looking at the water, they see a tree there. Right? So you can see, think that there's a tree in the water. Does everybody get it?
Mm-hmm.
So just as vriksha viparyasaha, the illusion of a tree, jalat, from the water, because of the water, bhavati is there. Kasyachit, for someone. Tadvat, like that. See that vat affix? Now that goes like that. The tadvat is like that, like tata. Like that, tadvat. Yata, just as, tadvat, like that.
Is it actually tadvat or tatvat?
Tetvad, and becomes tedvat because of Sandhi. So like that, atmani, on the self, locative singular for atman, atmani, dehatvam, the status of the body, being the body on the self, pashyati, he sees, one, a person sees, the vimuda. A person sees pushyati, one sees, the verb, the subject is not included here, but it's going to go back to kasyachit, right? Except it would be kaschit. Someone sees dehatvam, the status of being the body on the self. So like that, someone sees the body as the self, on the self. Someone sees bodiness, atmani, on the self. Why? Ajnana yogataha. Because of having ajnana. Ajnana means ignorance. That taha affix is an indeclinable affix. It's called tasyal, but tas. It's an indeclinable affix that gives the sense of the fifth case. So it would be yoga. Because of, in English you'd say, because of having ignorance. Because of that person is united with ignorance. In English we'd say, because the person has ignorance. Because of having ignorance. Ajnana is ignorance. Ajnana, yoga to her. Remember, yoga comes from the root yuj, to unite. Right? So if a person is united with ignorance, they have ignorance. Right? So it's just, you have to learn how to translate into English these idioms. So, ajnana yogata, because of having ignorance, a person sees dehatvam, the body, on the self. One sees the body as the self, is how we'd see. Right? One takes the body as the self. Everybody see it? Let's chant it. Yatha vriksha viparayasaha. Yatha vriksha viparayasaha. Jalad pavati kasyachit. Jalad pavati kasyachit. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Pashyatya jnana yogataha. Pashyatya jnana yogataha. Potena gachatav pumsaha. Potena gachatav pumsaha. Sarvam pati vachanchalam. Sarvam pati vachanchalam. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Pashyatya jnana yogataha. Pashyatya jnana yogataha. Potena gachataha pumsaha. Sarvam bhati eva chanchalam. Tadvat atmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana yogataha. Pota is a boat. Potena, by a boat. Gachataha is a present participle. It means going in the genitive singular. Pumsaha from pums means a person, genitive singular. For a person, pumsaha, genitive singular, who is going, present participle from gachat. Gachataha, pumsa, for a person going by a boat. Potena, instrumental singular, so potena, gachataha, pumsaha. Sarvam, everything, all. Sarvam, nominative singular. Bhati eva, appears as though. Bhati with eva, appears. Appears as though. So in English we'd say bhati eva. Appears as though. Or you can just use it, bhati can be appears. Chanchalam, moving, appears to be moving. You can take eva like this. Like for a person moving by a boat, moving in a boat, moving with a boat, by a boat, everything appears as though chanchalam, moving, wavering. Because the boat is wavering, so everything around appears to be wavering, moving. You guys see it? Potena gachataha pumsaha. Sarvam bhati appears, eva, chanchalam. Eva-like, everything appears as though moving for a person, pumsaha, who is going by a boat, by means of a boat. Tadvat, like that. Because of ajnanam, a person sees bodiness, the status of being a body on the Atma, imposes bodiness, being a body on the Atma. Everybody see? Potena gachatah pumsaha. Potena gachatah pumsaha. Sarvam pati vachanchalam. Sarvam pati vachanchalam. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Pashyatya jnana yogatah. Pashyatya jnana yogatah. Petatvam hi yathashvibhre. Petatvam hi yathashvibhre. Doshat bhavati kasya chit. Doshat bhavati kasya chit. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Pashyatya jnana yogatah. Pashyatya jnana yogatah. Pitatvam hi yata shubhre doshat bhavati kasyachit. Tadvat atmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana yogatah. Pitatvam. Pita is yellow. So yellowness. He definitely, he is like Eva, emphasis. Remember, the word he, the indeclinable he, can be emphasis like Eva, or it can mean because. So in a sentence, you have to decide whether he is going to mean Eva, or yes, or because. Okay. So pitatvam yellowness, indeed, yata, just as yellowness, shubhre, on white, on something white. Shubhra means white. So it can be the adjective white, or you can take it as a white thing. So locative singular. So just as yellowness on white, doshat, because of a defect. This is a common example for somebody who has jaundice. They're a person who has, in the Shastra and all these Prakarana Granthas, they always use this example of a person seeing everything as yellow because of jaundice. Right? Or because there's something wrong with their eyes, they look up and they see two moons, even though there's one moon. So it's a common example. So here, everything is appearing as yellow, dosha, because of some defect. The defect here would be the jaundice. Okay? So dosha is defect, so doshat from a defect, bhavati. So just as bhavati, there is yellowness on a white thing. So just as there is yellowness on a white thing because of a defect, kasyachit, for somebody, for some person, something which is actually white appears to be yellow, is taken to be is seen as yellow, right? Because of a defect. Like that, because of ajnanam, because of ignorance, someone sees on the atma, the body. So here somebody seeing yellowness on the white, somebody sees, you know, the deha on the atma. We'll chant this and then that'll be enough of these. Okay? Pitatvam hiyata shubhre. Pitatvam hiyata shubhre. Doshad bhavati kasyachit. Doshad bhavati kasyachit. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Pashyatya jnana yogatah. Pashyatya jnana yogatah. Okay. Let's stop there.